The legislative action comes nearly 2 years after a 39-year-old Thetford man, McAdam Mason, died of heart failure after being struck in the chest by a state trooper's stun gun. An amendment added to the bill Monday calls for the state's Law Enforcement Advisory Board to study whether police carrying stun guns should also be required to wear body cameras that would record their actions. If the House does not concur with Senate changes, a legislative conference committee will be appointed to work out differences. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.